On Shavuos, by Matan Torah, we receive Aseres Hadibros, 10 Commandments. These 10 Commandments have an interesting parallel to the Asar Mamoros, the 10 utterances with which Hashem created the world in Sefer Bereishis. So what should we make of this parallel? In this year, we're going to go through the text of Lakutei Sichos Chelek Aleph Parshas Yisro, where the Rebbe discusses the parallel between the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, and the Asar Mamoros. And this is going to be a text-based shir going through the Yiddish text, starting on page 148 in Lakutei Sichos Chelek Aleph. The Rebbe says, by Matan Torah state, Vaydaber Elokim is called Varma Eila Lamer. The Matan Torah says, Hashem spoke all these words, saying, Fregid Mefarshim, the commentators ask, Vos meint Lamer? Why does it say Hashem said whatever he said, saying? Umutum Vuo state, Vaydaber Gamer, Lamer meint, as Menzel does Iberzorgin to the Yidin, Vashaben Nitgeret, Beshas Meis, of Matan Torah, Vibaldas Al Yidin Zain Dorkiven. When Allah hab geheirt, heint was meint lemer. The Rebbe says, usually when we have the words Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemer, the meaning is Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem had a conversation with Moshe, and then lemer saying means that Moshe was meant to repeat the contents of this conversation, which he uniquely had with Hashem, to the Jewish people, since the Jewish people didn't hear. Whereas, by Matan Torah, we know that the Jewish people heard at least the first two Dibros, and within the first two Dibros were included the other Aseres Hadibros. So what then is the meaning of the word lamer saying? The Rebbe suggests, Mirkanit zogin, as does Tzulib divayet gaderis, v'rumah matan teriyah zayin dach given, ayich nishamas nishpat gaderis. We can't say that lamer means that the Jews who were at Matan Torah were meant to relate what they heard at Matan Torah to the later generations, since we know from the Medrash and Shmeis Rabbah that all the later generations were in fact present at Har Sinai. And for Taif the Mezuchah Magid, Nishmas Eidin, as the in for Matan Torah is Mamshich Zayin, the Aseres Hadibros from Torah in the Asar Mamoros Shebehem Nivra Ha'il. The Mizritcha Magid, the chief student of the Baal Shem Tov and the mentor of the Baal HaTanya, the mentor of the Alter Rebbe, taught that the idea of lemer means that we're meant to relate, we're meant to convey the Aseres Hadibros into the Asar Samaras, into the Asar Mamaras. We're meant to convey the Torah into the natural world. We're meant to manifest the Aseres Hadibros in the Asar Mamaras. And he builds this off the Pasuk in Parshas Nasai, Asara Asara Hakaf B'Shekel HaKodesh. Now, we're going to leave aside the simple meaning of the Pasuk there in Nasai, but it says Asara Asara 10 by 10, implying that there's a parallel of 10 to 10. If you want to understand what the Pasuk literally means, look at Rashi there. But whatever the case may be, the Zayir in Chelek Gimel explains that Asara Asara HaKaf is a coded reference in Parashas Nasai to the fact that the 10 commandments correspond to the 10 utterances with which the world is created. So Magid explains, and therefore, Farshteit Vaydaber Gemer Lemer, Mamshich Zain Dem Vaydaber, the Asar Sadibris, and Lemer, the Asar Mars. That's why it says, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemer, Hashem said all these things, Lemer saying, meaning to manifest the Vaydaber, the Asar Sadibris, in the Lemer, in the Asar Mars. What does this mean practically? The Rebbe continues, their Indian fundamental way the Shem is, the way that we're meant to apply this in our daily service of Shem is, as their Ora Torah, Aseres Hadibros, therefore leichtin oif in dinyan von welt asar mamaros. That the light of Torah, which is symbolized by the Aseres Hadibros, should illuminate all matters of the world, which are symbolized by the 10 utterances with which Hashem created the world. Nit vidivas meinin as Torah is a besonderzach, von welt is a besonderzach. The Rebbe says it's not like those who think that the world is one separate thing and the Torah is something else. Zayin dekin nesiv von Torah, vetter zayin a Torah yid, und kum dekin velt, zechfir en loit, yanachas ha'ilam. The Rebbe says it's a common phenomenon that when people are in a Torah environment, let's say when it's Shabbos, when they're at a Shabbos table, when they go to shul, when they go to a Jewish simcha, they act in a Torah way, they act in a Jewish way. And then we go to the street, they take off their yarmulke, and they begin to act in accordance with the world's way of being. They code switch. In the Jewish environment, they act like a Jew. In the non-Jewish environment, they act like a non-Jew. Leut dem Shtel von Welt, und der Führung von Welt. They act in accordance with worldly comportment and worldly behavior. Nor es folgt sich, as al zen yonim eichtin yon von welt, zon zen loit the anachsan Torah. But rather, what's demanded of us is that all of our behavior, all of our actions, should be in accordance with Torah's assumptions. The Rebbe is suggesting that what it means to act in a non-Jewish way doesn't mean that when you go out into the street, you'll eat non-kosher ice cream, go to the non-kosher bagel shop, not keep Shabbos. The Rebbe says it's obvious that we're not expecting that you'll do that. That's obvious. What you're not meant to do, you're not meant to do. Men made as a filu in dvarim amutarim, definitely it's not kin and nachas ayilim balabat shan nachas, nor the nachas from Torah. The Rebbe says, but rather, what's meant is that even when it comes to things that Torah fundamentally permits, your behavior should not be in accordance with the world's assumptions, but rather with Torah's assumptions. The Rebbe says this idea of the parallelism between the Aseres HaDibros, meaning that everything we do should be suffused by divinity, also helps us explain the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, "Hoitzli dimasi lechem yim v'leila, be'amara elai kol hayoyim ayin lekecha." Literally, the pasuk means that my tears were bread for me, my tears sustained me day and night, when they, as in the non-Jewish oppressors, said all day long, "Where is your God?" So the Rebbe explains this pasuk in a Hasidic vein. Hoisli dimasi lechem yim v'leila. Eres zayfil farbitert, bees as didmois farbitin lechem. The terin bashtein onshot broit. Vies bavust as merirus a bitterkeit, virkt as menfilt nit kein hunger. Und von was die verbitterkeit? Sogt der weiter in pasuk, der marlai men tainet und men mont, wo mein lo, koloi im ganzen tag, ayelikach. Meaning to say that David HaMelech was so embittered that his tears replaced bread for him. The Rebbe says, as it's known, that very often when a person becomes depressed, they'll have a depressed appetite as well. They'll be unable to eat. So David Melech's sadness over this idea of Ayin Lekecha, where is your God, caused him not to want to eat. What does this mean? So the Rebbe tells us, Elekecha meint kechacha v'chiyuscha, then koyach und then leb. The word Kael, Elohim, God, doesn't mean God per se, but it merely means power. And all throughout Tanakh, we meet lots of different gods, or putative gods, potential gods. Some think the sun is God, some think the moon is God, some think nature is God. The word Ael, literally means just power. So the question of Ayin Lekecha means, where is your power? But it's not clear which power you're necessarily submitting yourself to or what you're worshiping. So the Rebbe says, Unver is a Lekecha. Who is your power? What does a Jew worship? Havaya Lekecha. The Jew worships Hashem. The Jew worships Havaya, who's symbolized by that four-letter name of Yudke Vavke. What's Havaya? Havaya is L'mailim is Marumakim U'lamailim Eishtalshalus. The word Havaya or Yud Kei Vav Kei symbolizes Hoya, Hoyve, Viyah, was, is, and will be. Meaning that you're worshiping a reality which transcends time and which transcends both the natural and spiritual orders of evolution. Nochmer, and moreover, what a Jew worships is Anoichi Havaya Lekecha. I am Havaya, your God, your power. What's the meaning of aneichi? The Rebbe says aneichi meint aneichi misha aneichi. I that I am. The lo yisram is lo b'shem ois v'lo b'shem koitz. In the words of the Zohar, that Hashem can't be pinned down or symbolized by anything because He's completely transcendent. Das is elikecha kechacha v'chiyuscha. This is your God, your power, and your life force. And das mant men bayim kol hayom ayel lekecha. And this is what's demanding and preoccupying David HaMelech all day long. Where is your God? The hergish from Nechev Elikecha, vu is there by dir dem ganzen tog. Where is the feeling of I am Hashem your God all day long? Das ist der Herton dem Elikecha b'shasin davenin lernin oder b'shas verbringin. Das ist veinik. The fact that a person feels Elikecha, feels Hashem at the time that he davens or when he learns Torah or when he's at a verbringin, that's insufficient. Nit das is the kavana. That's not what's ultimately intended. Das hat man gekannt eisfir in euchen mit malachim adam nishamas lemayla wie ze stehen tas ki sehr kommt. Hashem could have accomplished minds feeling divinity by Farbengen, or by learning Torah, or by davening, by just keeping a world of neshamis under the Kisei HaKavod. What's special about this world? The kavanah for nevi'at neshama b'guf is oif mevarzein dem guf nefesh b'hamis. The reason why the soul has come down into this body, the reason why the soul is embodied and is not a disembodied soul, is in order to elevate the body and the animal soul. V'ruam and neshama atzma in its tzricha tikun klal, because the neshama itself is already perfect. By im mantman, as a ganz dog b'shasher es b'shasher trink b'shasher handled b'shasher ret mentioned, so zayin be'im der lekecha. What's demanded of a person is at the time they eat, the time they drink, the time they engage in business, when they speak with others, there should be a sense of Elikecha, your God. As they the Eralena, to hear it, unverstanden, b'shas davnin, or b'shas lernen. That your perception of the divine, as you had it when you learned, when you davened, should also suffuse all of your daily activities. So let's briefly summarize what we learned in the Sicha. The Rebbe began by asking, what does it mean? Vayidaber elikim es kol hadvarim ha'ela lemer. Right? Lemer means to relate. Hashem said all of these words, saying, to relate. Who are you meant to relate it to? After all, the Jewish people were all there by Matan Torah. So Moshe is not relating it to the Jewish people on the one hand. And also, all the Jewish souls were by Matan Torah. So the Jewish people are not relating what was said in Matan Torah to later generations. Who then are they relating it to? So the Rebbe answers based on the teaching of the Mizrachi Magid, based on the pasuk in Parshas Nosai of Asara Asara Hakaf B'Shekel HaKodesh. 10 is parallel to 10. The idea being that the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 commandments, the Torah, parallels the 10 utterances with which the world is created. And the lesson is that we're meant to manifest the Torah within the world. Practically speaking, that means that we shouldn't only be holy in our homes. We shouldn't be only holy when we show up to the Beis Knesset, when we show up to the synagogue or the Beis Medrash. We shouldn't only be holy when we daven, when we learn, or we engage in Jewish ritual. But rather, we should be holy and we should bring the divine awareness that we get from Torah into everything we do in our lives. And also constantly question, are we bringing Elokecha, are we bringing the divine into our eating, drinking, business activities, and leisure activities.